This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up, an update on the Central SA Repeater Link Network. As planned, the VK5 RAD 70cm repeater was decommissioned last Sunday after the WAA broadcast. This marks the end of the 439.925MHz repeater for the time being, and there are no plans currently to reopen it at a new site. Unfortunately, Murphy came to play as well, and not everything went to plan up at the VK5 RSB Summertown site where we were attempting to install the link network upgrades. Despite our best intentions, a fault appeared in the new VK5 RSB repeaters just as they were installed, and this halted plans to start reconnecting the links. It's actually led to VK5 RSB 70cm being off-air this week, as well as VK5 RKW. We still continue to operate a temporary repeater on the 2m frequency of 147.175 from Summertown, and that has been linked this week to the 438.025 repeater in the city. This is just a temporary arrangement until we get the full services up and running. As of Thursday this week, when this new segment's being recorded, the advice is that the repeater team expects to be back at Summertown this weekend installing the new system that will finally allow work to start relinking the other repeaters. VK5 RSB 70cm should also return to service this weekend. We apologise for the break in transmission and sincerely hope to have everything back in service at Summertown as fast as possible. The links to the other repeaters will then be recommissioned as soon as we can over the coming weeks. Next up, a reminder to put Sunday, October the 26th into your calendars. Now, this is the date of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. It will be held at the Dogs SA Showground on Cromwell Road in Kilburn. Sellers are welcome from 9:30 a.m. and the doors will open at 10 a.m. To book a seller car or car plus trailer slot, please email vk5arg@areg.org.au with your request. It should be a great day with some substantial raffle and door prizes on offer. Head over to the AREG website for more details. Finally, the next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held on Friday, the 17th of October. Steve, VK5SFA, will be giving us a live demonstration of digital ATV on 70cm, including taking us through the challenges of generating clean DATV signals that stay inside the amateur 70cm band. He will also show people how you can easily take part in at least receiving ATV pictures from those with transmitting capabilities using either your existing TV sets or cheap off-the-shelf digital TV set-top boxes available from local retailers. This meeting will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham, and the doors will open at 7 p.m. The presentation will start at 7:30 and visitors are most welcome. We look forward to seeing you coming along. That's all for this week. Best regards from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our group has instigated holding a working bee each month in order to tidy up our club rooms and our shed. These have resulted in a shed that has not been so neat and tidy for ages, and our club rooms are starting to get put into a similar state. Not before time, as we had quite a bit of stuff that was never going to be used and was only taking up valuable space. It's amazing how quickly we all seem to accumulate junk. As part of these working bees, we are continuing to make progress on the fit-out of our new club trailer. Nick, VK5NJS, has been quietly working away, and so far he has installed all new LED lighting and the wiring for the battery, inverters, etc. has all been updated and redone, as some of it was not working. A desk is the next planned project, and once that has been built and installed, we will be searching for some new radios to install permanently so that the trailer will be a hook-up and go unit. We aim to have multi-band capability in order to cover HF, VHF and UHF bands. This will enable us to respond to any emergency situation, as well as using it for publicity and the occasional field day or competition. The VKFF program is also a very real possibility. The team which will be providing communications for the Australian Hill Climb Championships at the Bend in a couple of weeks' time is almost complete. I believe that Peter VK5BE, who is coordinating the project, is still short of one person who would be a backup in case one of the team is not able to be there on one or more of the 3 days because of unforeseen circumstances. Our EchoLink system is now back on the air and has been tested by a couple of our members who have checked into the Sunday callbacks using it. Yet another well done by our hard-working repeater maintenance team. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everybody. This is Les, BK5KLD, with another news bulletin from the North East Radio Club. The North East Radio Club meeting on Saturday Arvo was a great success, with many members attending and setting up portable stations in the park, with some really great antennas and some very impressive batteries. And the sausage sizzle was very popular, although some people brought their own food. Well, let them eat steak. And the weather held up, and we all had a great time. So many thanks to all those who attended. And the amateur technical segment last Sunday was very informative, and it was all about the development of fibre optic technology. Now remember, if you've missed the amateur technical segment when it was broadcast on VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz at 3:30 PM on the last Sunday of the month, then you can go to the North East Radio Club website and look it up there and listen to it. Now the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 10th of October at 7:30 PM at the Modbury West Community Hall in Capulet Crescent. And we will be having a presentation by Steve, VK5SFA, on amateur digital television. And Steve has said that if we get the laser set-top box model Sierra Tango Bravo 9000 and bring it along on the night, he's prepared to tickle it for you so it will receive amateur digital television. They're only about $50 and I got mine from Hardly Normal. The F-Troop Net last Friday was very well run by Gary, VK5SIX, and there were about 16 stations that called in. And due to VK5RAD being off the air, the net was conducted on VK5RSB, which is on 147.175 MHz, with a positive 600 kHz split, and 91.5 hertz access tone. Well, that's all for this time. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast, then you successfully advanced your clock by 1 hour, and it is now set to Central Australian Daylight Saving Time. Stay negative, 73 is and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.